Now, Christians in Syria are criticising Western media outlets for ignoring atrocities carried out by Takfiri terrorist groups against their community. A new report by the News Service of the Pontifical Mission Societies highlights the massacre of 45 Christians in the village of Sadat near Damascus. The killing has been the biggest massacre of Christians in the Syrian conflict, which began 2.5 years ago. The report blames the foreign-backed Takfiri militants for the massacre, while criticising the US government and its mainstream media for remaining silent. Christians say they're fleeing their homes as the persecution is worsening in insurgent-held territories in the north. They say kidnapping, rape and executions of Christians are being carried out by Takfiri militants and those affiliated with the Western-backed Free Syrian Army. Let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Randy Short, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Doctor, first of all, why is it that Christians, let alone Muslims, are becoming the victim of terror by the insurgents?
Well, this is a design. I need to make it clear that the Saudis, who are supporting this strongly, are equal opportunity Christian killers. They're killing them in Saudi Arabia. The Ethiopians who are there working are persecuted. These Christian minorities are being persecuted all over the Middle East. And the United States is equally guilty because their intervention in the region for the last 12 years has made life hard for Christian minorities. And then there's the ignorance within the Western world, and particularly the United States, that imagines only Muslims in the Middle East, which gives them a justification to support Christian Zionism and a persecution of all Muslims at the expense of Muslims and Christians who happen to live in the Middle East. And the media, of course, is controlled by Zionists. Many of them happen to be in that persecuted minority group that has Israel. Of course, they don't want to alert people who happen to be Christian to understand that they're helping kill Christians, because that gets into a long discussion going way back that's not pleasant for them.
Right. Now, with all this in place, I mean, where is the situation in Syria heading? Who has the upper hand in Syria now?
Well, the government has the upper hand. However, the government's besieged. The government is being persecuted. It's facing all sorts of things that are being done to break the backs of the Syrian people, who recognize that Bashir is going to be the head of state and only a negotiated peace is the answer. But you have spoilers like Saudi Arabia, spoilers like the United States and Turkey and Saudi Arabia, who are generating all this violence. They need to leave this alone and let negotiations take place. So the war is what makes money. It allows people to grab and to take things that are not theirs. But the government of Syria remains strong. They've defeated the odds. They've embarrassed Obama, shown him to be a buffoon in terms of getting his agenda across in Syria. And Libya, they did not get Libya 2.0, so they failed. And Saudi Arabia is failing, and it's falling apart on the inside as it turns on its own immigrants who make the empire run for the handful that take from everyone else.
Indeed. Dr. Randy Short, political commentator from Washington, thanks for your time there, sir.